Hello, mighty men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men don't live in their heads, they live from their heart. I think I need to explain this one, but let me repeat it again. I say real men don't live in their heads, they live from their heart. Now, I will explain it shortly, but I want to share with you a list of to-dos for men when it comes to dealing with lust and sexual temptation. And maybe you're familiar with some of these. Bounce your eyes whenever you're tempted to lust after a pretty woman. Put a porn filter on your computer to block pornographic material. Have only one family computer in your home and put it in plain view for everyone to see it. Give your wife your passwords to every electronic device that you own. Wear a rubber band around your wrist and snap it anytime you're tempted. Get a sponsor you can call on when temptation gets unbearable for you. Identify your sexual and emotional triggers and try to avoid them. Have an accountability partner check on you on a regular basis. Get rid of your smartphone and get a dumb phone. And by all means, stay off social media. Now, if you've ever battled with pornography, these are all things that the quote experts and counselors and recovery groups suggest we do to help us not sin. Now, I'm not knocking or mocking any of these things because they all are effective to a certain degree. And I've even suggested most of them to men myself at one time or another. But the reason I'm sharing this list of to-dos with you is because when it comes to sexual sin, all of these strategies and even more can keep you from sinning. But the truth is, they won't stop you from sinning if you really want to. Now, do I need to repeat that again? See, all of these things, these are some great ideas and some great tactics, but they can keep you from sinning. But the truth is, they won't ever stop you from sinning if you really want to. Because these are all strategies and tactics that are designed to get us to modify our behavior, but it doesn't deal with our core issues when it comes to sexual sin. Now, what I've learned from being free and delivered from pornography and sexual addiction for the past 14 years is that overcoming any sin, whether it's sexual, physical, or even relational, is not about behavior modification, but more about heart transformation. Our behavior is just the fruit, but our heart goes directly to the root of our core issues. That's why when I said at the beginning of the Real Men Check-In that real men don't live in their heads, they live from their heart. Because we need heart transformation, not just behavior modification. So if behavior is the fruit and the heart is the root, then what are our core issues as men when it comes to sexual sin? Based on my experience with mentoring, coaching, and discipling men, I believe there's three core issues. And if you've been a longtime listener of our podcast, then you heard me mention these before. But I think they're worth repeating again. And they're one, identity, two, authority, and three, intimacy. Now, let me quickly unpack all three of these things. See, when I refer to identity, I'm talking about knowing and believing who we are in Christ, knowing how valuable we are to God based on the price he was willing to pay to redeem us. See, the value of something is based on what the purchaser is willing to pay for it, not based on what a non-buyer thinks about it. God was not only a willing purchaser, he paid for us with the life and blood of his son, Jesus Christ. Unfortunately, many Christian men know this in their head, but they don't believe it and walk it out from their heart. Now, when I refer to authority, I'm talking about knowing and believing that through the power of the Holy Spirit that dwells within us, we're more powerful than we think. Because that same power that raised Jesus from the dead now lives in us and is there for us and gives us the supernatural ability to defeat anything that comes against us, including sexual sin and temptation. Again, Christian men know this truth, but very few apply it. And when I refer to intimacy, I'm talking about knowing and believing that God made us to be relational beings, to be known, objects of his affection, made by him, for him, to love us and for us to love others. And absolutely nothing can replace true, intimate, authentic, and transparent relationship with him and other human beings. See, God created us to authentically relate, not isolate and superficially medicate with porn and sexual sin. Again, the problem is we have a head knowledge of all these truths, but because of our past trauma, hurt, pain, shame, and guilt, we struggle with allowing these truths to penetrate and heal and transform our hearts. You know, the Bible says in John 8:32 that you shall know the truth and the truth will set you free. But that's only true if we allow that truth to penetrate and transform our hearts and renew our minds. In our head, when it comes to sexual sin, here's what Satan wants us to believe. You will never overcome and be delivered from lust, pornography, masturbation, fornication, and same-sex attraction. You can't do it, you won't do it, and you're wasting your time trying to do it. Nobody loves you, and the one who says that they do, they only say that because they don't really know you and know how bad you really are. But in our heart, when it comes to any type of sin, here's what God the Father wants us to believe. That you're my adopted son, and you're more powerful than you think, and more valuable to me than you'll ever know. And there's nothing you can do or have done that will ever stop me from loving, pursuing, and enjoying my relationship with you. I know who you are, and neither you or others or even Satan can ever hate you more than I love you. Now, when it comes down to it, the only question is, which truth are you going to believe from your head? And which one are you going to walk in from your heart? God's truth or Satan's lie? And if you ever want to truly examine your heart, not just your head, ask yourself these questions. Who do you believe you are right now? Not just who, but what do you believe about your character? Do you believe you're what you do or who God says you are? Do you believe your actions are consistent with your identity in Christ? Also ask yourself, what do you believe about God? I'm talking about his character. Do you believe he is who he says he is? Does what you believe about God agree and line up with his word? And if not, why not? Ask yourself, what do you think God thinks about you? And why do you believe that? Does it line up and agree with God's word? Do you think that belief helps or hurts you? Should you keep that belief, or do you think that belief needs to be casted before God? Ask yourself, what would it take for you to believe what God says about you? What would you have to see happen? What would you have to hear from God through the Holy Spirit to believe him? Ask yourself, what do you need to forgive yourself for? What's that thing that the enemy keeps reminding and accusing you of? What do you keep regretting or wish you never did? And do you ask God for help with it, or do you beat yourself up about it? And finally, ask yourself, who do you need to forgive and keep forgiving? Do you pray for them? Do you pray for them like you pray for yourself? Does your heart break for them? Have you asked God to help you forgive them? Now, I know these are challenging questions for you to answer, but there's no easy way to do heart surgery. When you get on that operating table, you have to stay on the table as God does his healing and work in you. And that desire to lust, watch porn, and fornicate will start to subside. Temptation is inevitable, but sexual sin doesn't have to be, because you're a real man. And real men don't live in their heads, they live from their heart. And always remember that God has yours. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week. I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with other men who you may be mentoring or discipling. And make sure to check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. And as you know, I love reading and sharing podcast reviews from our listeners. And I pulled one from the internet. This one is from Ireland Forever. And Ireland Forever left this podcast review for us. He or she said, I just started listening to the podcast 2 weeks ago on my morning commute to work. I really enjoy the way Dr. Martin breaks down today's issues and provides real guidance and spiritual discipline to tackle worldly problems facing men. And Ireland Forever left us a 5-star review on iTunes, and I really appreciate that. And guys, you know that I pick these by random, so who knows, if you submit a podcast review for us, I might read yours on the air as well. And if you don't know by now, Real Men Connect is a listener-supported podcast. We're now the number one radio podcast on iTunes for Christian men. So if this podcast has blessed you in any way and you'd like to help us continue to bless and transform the lives of even more husbands, fathers, sons, and leaders, please prayerfully consider financially supporting this ministry. Just go to realmenconnect.com and click on the donate button. And may God bless your faithful giving. And thank you so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep on downloading, subscribing, reviewing, and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in God's grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.